Hello, Saints. Us sisters are back again, and we're going to share some edifying scriptures with you. Sister Kyle is going to go first, if you want to start, sister.
Okay, sure. So today, I've just got a selection of scriptures that part of it, like, action words for us to do. I know there's, like, words, but I just pulled together some that like show a lot of action. Obviously we don't believe the lie that people just, you know, just believe that's it and you just live your own life. But
right,
so I'll just read these scriptures and they'll nice. Encourage us as well. Obviously we have fear in it all ourselves. So 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art also called and hast professed good profession before many witnesses. It's a fight. I like lay hold on eternal life. It's like what we're striving for, we have to fight for it.
Right.
Luke 13:5. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Yeah.
That's a big one.
James 1. It is, obviously, ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. There's a lot to do, we know. Doers of the word.
Right.
Yeah, we're so blessed to have his word and his commandments and, like, to know what we are to do.
Amen.
Romans 8:13. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Of that we mortify the deeds of the body through the Spirit. He helps us. And then we can live.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Mark 3:34-35. And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Yeah, doing the will of God. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke 13:24-5, to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, enter in, and shall not be able. Yeah. 93. And that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take his cross daily and follow me. Daily actions, obviously, there.
Amen.
Romans 13:12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore put off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. More actions. Casting off the works of darkness and on the of light. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Likened to a race there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 4:11. Let us labour therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of belief. Yeah. And I have one more passage of scripture which is kind of packed full of some actions, and so that's my last one coming up. Colossians 3:5-14. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, unclean, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. For things like the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and of the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor circumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, hearts of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against you, ye Christ gave you, so also do ye, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. So, awesome amount of things that we are to only put on. You know, we put on all these things, but you also have new things to do that replace them. Obviously, the Spirit helps us in the Word, and yeah, it's really encouraging, I think, to
it is
know that.
Yeah, and when I think about all the things that we're told about, like you were talking, all the scriptures there, action verses and things to do, it could be a command when you read them, like almost like a rebuke if we've been falling short on it, or an encouragement to keep pressing on in what we're already doing. So
yeah.
It goes both ways. It's awesome.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were awesome. Thanks for sharing
those.
Yeah,
so that's... his word is good.
So I'm going to share some scripture verses on hold fast. I just looked up hold fast, and so as we get the action verses of what to do, now we're going to hold fast on, we'll go through it. It all entwines together, doesn't it? So hold fast, it means to fasten upon, seize, bind, restrain, hold down, refrain from going away, be master of, and rule. So those are pretty descriptive. And so we want to hold fast to Christ and his word, and we can do that through, I'll just share some of the scriptures here. Job 27:6. My righteousness I will hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. So there we're holding fast to righteousness. Proverbs 4:11-13. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. So we're going to hold fast to instruction. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And so we definitely want to hold fast that which is good. And there's many things that are good. These are just a few of the verses here. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And so holding fast to sound words would be the scriptures, doctrine. Titus 1:9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he might be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. So we're going to hold fast the faithful word. And Hebrews 3:6, but Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And so we're going to be holding on to those things as well. And we know there's, I got a few more scripture verses here, but we know there's going to be many more things that we hold fast to. These are just a few ideas. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. And so the traditions would be what has been taught by Paul and the other apostles and what we see in the scriptures. We're going to hold fast to all that, all of it. We don't get to just pick and choose some of it. We hold fast to all of it.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. So we hold fast the profession of our faith. We're going to hold our faith in Christ. We're not going to let that go. And this one, Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take that crown. I love that. So we're going to hold fast what we already have so we don't lose what the hope of eternal life is coming ahead of us. And so, yeah, if we're faithful in holding fast that which we have, like we just read, we're going to grow, we're going to mature, we're going to receive more of all that. If we're faithful in what we have, we hold fast to it, we don't lose it, the Lord is going to give us more. But if we're slothful in it, or we become complacent in things, it might be taken away and given to someone else, like in the parable of the talents. And let's go see what happened to the man who did nothing with his. I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just agreeing. That's a good point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew 25, 28 through 30. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we see that if we have it and we're faithful in it and we hold fast to everything and we're fruitful in it, we will gain more. But if we're slothful, we're going to get it taken away, and we see what the outcome is going to be, and it's definitely not good. And so I just have two more verses to press us on. 1 Samuel 3:19, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. So Samuel held fast to everything that was given to him in the word, in the knowledge. And I'm going to end with Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. And so we don't want that to happen to us, so we want to hold fast, don't we, sisters?
Amen. Good scriptures.
Amen.
Amen.
And I was
thinking of this one from...
Go ahead.
Just this one in Romans 12. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaving to that which is good. That's what we want to do. Obviously, there's many things which are good, all coming from the Lord, so...
Oh, yeah. Amen. All good things come from
evil.
Him. Yeah, the
Amen.
Problem with people...
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, all good things come from the Lord, and then you just said abhorring evil. Sadly, we see American churchianity not abhorring evil. They still love it. And so we could be a shining light to what is evil and what is good, and hopefully help them make the right choices.
Yeah, like if we're holding fast to something, we're obviously rejecting something else or something like that.
Right. Amen. It's like light and darkness. We're going to hold to the light and you can see the darkness. Yeah. You're not holding to that. And other people can see that too. They can see our lives and what we're holding fast to and what we're not holding fast to. Rejecting. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And Sister Cara, what do you have for us?
I have a few scriptures on liberty, because I was pondering what our liberty is in Christ. It's obviously not like churchianity thinks, to just do whatever we want.
Right.
So I just thought that was an interesting topic or word. So the meaning is freedom, pardon, deliverance, forgiveness, liberty, remission. So it's interesting. It says like forgiveness, freedom from sin. So the biblical term, wouldn't you agree, is freedom from sin? But most people in churchianity still live in it.
Right.
So the first verse I had is for Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Then Romans 8:21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. In 1 Corinthians 8:9, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. And then 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
I love that. I love that one.
Me too.
We're changed into the same image. And then James 1:25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And then 1 Peter 2:16, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God.
Right. Hey, if I can say something, Brother Tupos is always talking about American churchianity looking for a cloak for all their sins, their maliciousness. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and then the last verse, 2 Peter 2:18. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same as he brought in bondage. And that's talking about, I think in context, that's talking about false teachers.
Yeah, what verse was that? I was trying to look it up as we were going, and I missed it.
It's 2 Peter 2:19.
Oh, 19. Okay, I was in 2 Peter 2. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of... Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yep, so that would be false teachers, like we see the modern pastors out there. You have liberty, and they think the liberty is from obeying the scriptures. You have liberty because Christ has fulfilled it all. We know that's not true. We have liberty in Christ. We're set free from our sins, from Satan's kingdom, born into God's kingdom. We're new creations, and we're free to serve him. It's pretty awesome.
Amen. That's John 8, is it? The truth setting you free.
Oh,
it's
I love
the
that.
Truth. It sets us free.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not false doctrines. It's the truth and the Spirit and the Word. Yeah.
Yes.
Praise God
for
that.
The one truth, not everyone's different truths.
One God,
yeah,
one truth, one Savior, one Spirit, one body, all of us speaking the same thing. Yeah, we see a lot of one in there, not a whole bunch.
No. And just the biblical meaning of the word I found really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom and pardon and deliverance and forgiveness, liberty, remission. That's from sin. It's like, it's not living in it.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when you read the Old Testament also, you see what Christ set us free from there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, from the flesh, the works of the flesh. That is now the new covenant written on our hearts. Now it's all from the inside by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah.
I wanted to read this scripture. Romans 6:15-18. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Free from sin, that's liberty and from bondage.
Amen.
But now we can be servants of Christ. Servants of righteousness, as it says there.
Right. Yeah, we're not servants of Satan's kingdom anymore. Although we have to live in it, we have to get by in it. We're servants of the Lord in Satan's kingdom, set free to serve him and not being ensnared by that wicked kingdom anymore. Hopefully maybe being a light to help other people out of it as well. Into the freedom and liberty and the set freeness of being in Christ, washed by his blood. It's pretty amazing.
Yes. You know, we can see it and see what the world does, and it's, we can see clearly how much bondage it is, but
it is.
You know, you can't force anyone to see it, but just makes you extra thankful, I guess, yourself.
Right.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good topics. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No, it's okay. I was just saying amen.
Oh, amen, yeah. All right, well, those were good topics. I'm looking forward to what we might be able to do next time. If we get those days, right? We got today.
Yeah, amen. Let's see.
All right.